The epistle for the second Sunday in Advent is taken from Romans chapter 15. Brethren, what things soever were written for our learning, that through patience and the comfort of the scriptures we might have hope. And the God of patience and of comfort grant you to be of one mind, one towards another, according to Jesus Christ, that with one mind and with one mouth you may glorify God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore receive one another, as Christ also hath received unto you unto the honor of God. For I say that Christ Jesus was minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the fathers, but that the Gentiles are to glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, Therefore will I confess to thee, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and will sing to thy name. And again he saith, Rejoice, ye Gentiles, with his people. And again, Praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles, and magnify him, all ye peoples. And again Isaiah saith, There shall be a root of Jesse, and he that shall rise up to rule the Gentiles, and him the Gentiles shall hope. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope and in the power of the Holy Ghost. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 11. At that time, when John had heard in prison the works of Christ, sending two of his disciples, he said to him, Art thou he that art to come, or do we look for another? And Jesus, making answer, said to them, Go and relate to John what you have heard and seen. The blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead rise again, the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he that shall not be scandalized in me. And when they went their way, Jesus began to say to the multitudes concerning John, What went you out into the desert to see? A reed shaken with the winds? But what went you out to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Behold, they that are clothed in soft garments are in the houses of kings. But what went you out to see? A prophet? Yea, I tell you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my angel before thy face, who shall prepare thy way before thee. Please be seated. Do not resist the first coming, and the second coming will not terrify you. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So with this, St. John the Baptist asked the question today, Are you the one that we expect, or do we wait for another? Certainly, St. John the Baptist obviously knew that our Lord was the Messiah, but for the benefit of his disciples, he sent them to ask that question. Are you the one that we await for? And so certainly we know that our Lord came that first time after St. John the Baptist prepared the people. And so therefore the people awaited this first coming of our Lord. Just in a sense as we await his second coming. And so truly we know that the incarnation of our Lord had for its purpose the life of glory for all of us. That is why he came into this world. To give us the chance for heaven again. Because after the fall of Adam and Eve, a Redeemer was promised, a Messiah was promised to the people, that they would still have that chance to make it to heaven. And so that is what then this awaiting for the first coming was for a lot of the Holy Fathers in the Old Testament. They lived their lives accordingly of awaiting for the Messiah. They had no idea when he would come. They just knew that he would come. They had read the prophecies. They had seen all of it. You know, they had heard the prophets even speak of this Messiah. And so for them, they lived their lives in order to be pleasing to God, awaiting then our Lord's coming. And then certainly after our Lord came, we see so many of the people, so many of the Jews, especially at that time, that rejected our Lord. And so then by rejecting our Lord, they did not live their lives in accordance to what he expected from them. But still, so many people then after our Lord had come, they lived their lives from this expectation, but then also how our Lord lived. And so then we await now for all of us the second coming of our Lord. And that is what the church tried to help us to see on the last Sunday of Pentecost, the first Sunday of Advent, kind of the general judgment of mankind, of this second coming of our Lord. And she gives us that at the end of a liturgical year, at the beginning of a liturgical year, as a means to help us. And so in Advent, yes, Advent directs our thoughts to our Lord's twofold coming. His first coming, but then also his second coming. Because certainly we missed out on the first coming of our Lord, but now we await for his second coming. Again, we have no idea when that will come. Just as the holy fathers that lived their lives, they had no idea when our Lord would come, but they lived their lives in that anticipation. And so that's, again, for us, we have to try to live our lives with that same idea, that same sense, a same expectation of our Lord coming at some point. We await his return. And so therefore, for us, it should be encouraging to us that our hope is in the coming of our Lord, that it should be something that is firm, that on the day of judgment, when our Lord comes, he will judge all, and God willing, that he will find us as worthy as he found the holy fathers. But again, we've got to live our lives in that anticipation of his second coming. And so that is what the understanding of this idea of Advent means for us. Advent, yes, it is to come to. So our Lord is going to come to us. I mean, we think, obviously, that spiritually he will come to us at Christmas time. But again, at some point he will come again. And that is the anticipation that we wait. So we long for the Messiah. And so as the Holy Fathers lived in the time previous to our Lord coming, we have to have that same sense, that same trust in God, that same confidence in God. And we see how much good that our Lord gave to us the first time of his coming. His example, his words, his preaching. I mean, just giving us his church. Having the chance for our faith to live. But we also anticipate how much more he will do for us with his second coming. Because at that point, he gives us eternal life. So the first coming, when he came, he gave us the means for us to get to heaven. But then when his second coming, when he comes again, God willing, he will give to us eternal life. That we will live with him for all eternity. So the first time, he gives us the means to get there. The church, the sacraments, his example, his preaching. But then when he comes again, it will be to judge mankind. And truly we can say, will he find us ready? Will he find us prepared for that? I mean, that's where you can take this sense and this idea of the preparation at Advent time. We listen to St. John the Baptist these next few Sundays, also the prophets, especially the prophet Isaiah, and you see that they were trying to help the people to prepare for when our Lord came. You know, the famous of St. John the Baptist, you know, do penance for the kingdom of God is at hand. I mean, that is something that we could also remind ourselves of every day of our life. Do penance for the kingdom of God is at hand. Because our Lord will come again. And so, are we ready for that? Are we prepared? And so, just as we prepare for Christmas, we prepare for this great feast, it is something that must extend itself past just these 4 weeks. Because we need to prepare ourselves always for this coming of our Lord. Not just the spiritual sense here at Christmas time, but that our Lord will come again. And so that's why I quoted for you at the very beginning something from St. Augustine. That if we were ready for this first coming of our Lord, the second coming will not terrify us. I mean, if we lived our lives, in a sense, accordingly to our Lord and his commandments, well, then his second coming will not be something that will terrify us. But a lot of times, too often, yes, people are terrified of that fact. Terrified of the judge that is to come. Yes, our Lord is going to exhibit his justice, but he's also shown to us his mercy. And so that is something that we have to try to see. If we have some fear of his second coming, correct your faults so that you don't have any fear, that you're not concerned when our Lord will come. Because certainly that is where then the fear will come, is because we're not ready. We're not ready for that fact that our Lord will judge us because of our sins, because of our faults. Well, then in that case, do something about it now. Going back to St. Paul where he says, while you have the time, correct the faults, go to confession, be able to have your sins forgiven, so therefore that you will be ready. Because our Lord was born in order to die for us. I mean, he's the only one that we can say that about. That he came to die in order that we may have life. And so that is where then when you look at the liturgical year and you see the two great feasts of the liturgical year. I mean, in order for the resurrection to happen, our Lord would have to have been born. But he was born for that purpose. He was born in order to give us a chance for heaven again. And so truly, we live our lives between these two comings of our Lord. His first coming was in order to be sacrificed on the cross. And then his second coming, we anticipate, is because he will reign for all eternity. Going back to the idea of Christ the King. He is our King, this King of King that is to come. So our Lord died to prove his kingship. He rises to establish his reign, his kingdom. And then he comes again in glory to share it with all of us. A beautiful thought for us to think about. That he died in order to prove that he was a king. And then he rose to establish this kingdom, and then he comes again to share it with us. And that is something that is good for us to think about in this time period of preparation. That he wants to share his glory with us. But we have to be ready. We have to be prepared for that. And so that is what we try to do during this time period of Advent, but as I said, extending it past that, to be prepared always for our Lord to come. And that is what we live our lives for, in anticipation for this coming. So heed what the prophets say. Heed what St. John the Baptist says. Do penance, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Heed what St. Paul reminds us, while you have the time, awake from your sleep. That's what he had told us last Sunday. Awake from your sleep, and while you have the time, do something about it. And as I say, if we live our lives in accordance of his anticipation of his coming, we won't fear the second coming. That won't be something that was terrifying for us. And that's what we must try to do during this time. Prepare yourselves well for that. The church reminds us over and over again in the liturgy. Prepare yourself for the coming of our Lord. Spiritually, yes. But then at some point, he will come again. Will he find us ready? You have taken me captive with longing for you, O Christ, and have transformed me with your divine love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.